Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gygax, and I'm here with Michael Brazemley.
Hi everyone.
And that was Garbage, and what is the name of that song? Can you see it from where you are? It doesn't matter.
I think I'm paranoid.
There you go. Thank you, sir. All right. And speaking of garbage, mm-hmm. we're just going to have a little fun today talking about awful delivery. When I was teaching in the Carrier Academy, one of the things that I would talk about is when you get auxiliary assistance, the carrier ideally is going to give you the end of their route because it doesn't matter when you get there and it's easy to give off. But usually what the carrier will actually give you is the part of the route that they don't want to deliver. And there were these apartments, 1550 Karen, that had these type of mailboxes. This is what I got all the time when I was there, that are called four bangers. And they're the boxes that open vertically and they pop out of the wall and you load them in from the top. And they're called bangers because when you put the arrow key in and pull them open, they go bang against the thing that's supposed to hold them. So these four bangers were in two rows stacked on top of each other. So the top four bangers, you had to really reach up to put the mail in the box. And the problem was, like, if you had ads or something, or if there was anything else in the box, you couldn't see it when you were stuffing it in, and it would just jam going into the box. And then the bottom box, the problem with those was like leaning over to have to open all those boxes, and it was hell on your back. This apartment complex had 360 deliveries. And so you had to open four bangers, bang, 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 90 times to open all these damn mailboxes. But that wasn't the worst part. Then when you go to open them, sometimes the catch that holds them open wouldn't catch. And so you go to open them and they just fall out of the wall. And then you got to like try to put it back together and put the four banger back into its holder. Or the banger would catch too early, and so the box wouldn't open all the way. And then you take the key out, and the box just closes. And so the carrier's solution was to put paper clips in there, the squeezy kind of paper clip, and they had the two little arms on it. And so you'd have to open the box and then put the little arms up and petition the paper clip to keep the box open. That wasn't the worst part. Then the place always smelled. You know what? I don't remember what the third worst part was anymore, but I sure remember what the last were. Oh, I remember what the worst. So then they had a big garbage can in there because everybody got ads and they would throw their ads into this big giant garbage can. But that wasn't the only thing they would put in the garbage can. They would put dog poop bags, diapers into the garbage can. And so it smelled awful. In this mail
room. This is in Las Vegas, right?
This is in Las Vegas. 1550 Karen.
100 degree weather where everything is going to start smelling.
Dude, it should have been nice because at least the room was semi-air conditioned, but not enough. Not enough to tamp down what was in that garbage can. But even that wasn't the worst part. The worst part was the way the mail room was set up, there were these dark corners of the mail room. And you know what those dark corners were used for by the residents? Bathrooms. Yeah.
So it smells.
Yeah. They would go to the bathroom in the corner of the mailroom. Dude, well, it was awful.
I have a nightmare story.
Go for it.
Okay. So this one apartment complex I delivered, and there had to be like 30 CBUs.
Okay.
And they're all together pretty much.
Okay. Right.
No lights.
No.
Okay. And so I'm there with my headlamps.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, delivering the mail.
Yeah.
Okay. It's completely dark.
I mean, that's not terribly unusual to not have a light over.
Yeah, so the problem is that it is in a sketchy area, and they're all wearing dark clothes.
Right, so people like appear out of nowhere.
See them.
Yeah, you don't see them coming. Okay. Just all of a sudden, there's somebody.
And there'll be like 30 people waiting for you to be done with that mail.
Oh, dude. I remember back when people used to get their checks in the mail, and there'd be an audience waiting.
But with no light. Dude. Oh, that's kind of scary when you get that many people waiting for you.
It is scary. Dude, that is. That might be, I mean, at least, you know, I was in danger of like hepatitis. When I was in that mailroom, but I wasn't in danger of of crime, you know?
Well, so, it's not that these people are like going to give you any crime. It's just scary in the fact that you turn around, all there's like 30 people waiting for you.
Yeah. And they like appear, I don't know, like the children of the corn.
Yeah. You're like, where they come from?
CBU.
Because they're all wearing, I don't know why, but they're all wearing dark clothes. You can't see them.
Good times. All right, so we didn't learn a lot this episode, except that, you know, we've all been through it.
Yeah. Yep. So these are things that we do sometimes, and that's part of our job.
Yep. All right, so for Michael Brazenly, I am Alan Gigax. This is the Postal Stand-Up. Thank you guys for listening. We will catch you next time. Mm-hmm.